Nothing different so far, Kelly O'Donnell said. Just like a normal deployment. What did you expect? Gunnery Sergeant Reverend Pelletier, Perseus Union Marine Corps, asked. Run a Union ship. I know, the staff sergeant said. But I expected something, well, not this, different. This was playing knock-on with several of the company's Marine and Frisian SNCOs. As a gunny, Rev could lounge in the chief's mess, but with Kelly, Tomiko, Bob, Hussein, and Yancey, too junior for that, they holed up in the ship's library, anxious to kill some time while staying out of the junior trooper's hair. Their mission could be one of the most notable in the history of humankind, but Kelly was right in her assessment. So far, other than the speech given to them by the Perseus Union Director Prime himself at the Anastasia spaceport, this could be any other deployment. There's a clicker on the bridge, Tomiko said before removing two cards and putting them face down in front of Hussein. He immediately put two of his in front of her. Tomiko picked them up and gave them a quick glance. Rev got the slightest tick in the corner of her mouth. You don't like them, do you, Miko? His fiancée sometimes wore her heart on her sleeve. Good for him, but bad for her skill at cards. Do you know that for sure, Miko? Kelly asked. Have you put eyeballs on it? You know what they tell you, if you don't see it with your little eyes, then don't say it with your big mouth. Tomiko shrugged. No, I didn't see it with my own eyes while I'm down here in the hold, but why would they lie to us? The rest of the players laughed at that, and Tomiko frowned. All of them had been in uniform long enough to understand the ways of the military, especially as members of a joint unit, in this case, the 1st Human Expeditionary Brigade. Humanity might be unified in the fight against the Noxley, but it hadn't been too long ago that humans were fighting humans, and distrust remained rampant. Rev didn't think the Union brass would go out of their way to lie to the Marines, but they would lie if they thought it could earn them an advantage in the eternal game of thrones against the other human governments. That was a certainty. Yancey surrendered 3 cards to Bob, and the Frisian picked 3 to surrender back. Not as recently as the war with a Manifest Destiny sphere, the Frisians and the Union had been in a conflict of their own. It hadn't evolved into all-out war, and now the two nations were welded at the hip. That didn't mean, however, that the two nations shared everything. This wasn't the wholesale embracing of the C of H's Pax Humanity initiative, but more of a marriage of necessity. The natural human competitiveness kept some tensions high, which made the brigade unique. As a military force, the troopers had to trust each other no matter their nationality. With Bob, who was a friend, that wasn't such a reach. But Rev had MDS Karnans in his platoon, and he had to trust the hyper-augments as much as he trusted Union Marines. And now they were heading into the unknown, to work with the aliens they didn't even know existed only 6 months before. They were going to be a long way from home. Even with the battalion being heavily Marine Corps, there were still troopers from other nations, and they had to fight as one or they'd fail. And with the stakes as they were, failure wasn't an option. Rev? Tomiko asked, breaking into his wandering thoughts. What? Are you exchanging? Rev looked around the table. Everyone was waiting on him. Sorry, got lost in my thoughts. He looked at his cards. What should I discard into who? He muttered under his breath. I can tell you that. Punch, his embedded AI said. No, no, we don't play with our battle buddies. You're foolish to waste any advantage you have, Punch grumbled. Rev ignored him. They'd had this conversation before, many times before, and Rev was tempted to be sure. He wasn't the best knock-on player in the galaxy, and he continually lost to the others here. It would be so good to wipe the smirk off of Yancey's face when he won, but using his AI to calculate odds was something they just didn't do. In the end, he pulled a single card, the 3 of Destiny, and slapped it down with some force in front of Kelly. Ooh, he's being aggressive, Tomiko said with a laugh. He must be sure of himself. Kelly stared at the card before her for a moment, then selected one of her own and, with much less force, placed it in front of Rev. They both picked up their new cards. Rev felt a little flutter. Kelly had surrendered the 9 of life, and that gave him a carnival. Not an amazing hand, but a darn good one. They were playing 20, so this was the final hand. If Rev could pull this off, and if Yancey didn't take seconds, he could finally win a game.